Hey, what's up, y'all? What's good? Welcome back to another episode of Chat with Kat. What's up, y'all? What's good? Y'all, today's episode is going to be titled Loyalty, Loyalty, Loyalty. Why is that? But no, seriously, I want to dive into something just a bit intense. The nature of loyalty, self-awareness, and hypocrisy. And the hypocrisy that can come with having a platform, right? I also want to explore the dynamics of friendships and how loyalty plays a crucial role there too. So here's the first scenario I want y'all to imagine, right? There's a person who spends hours and hours and hours on a platform dissecting and critiquing how others handle their business, particularly how a major artist deals with their fans and narratives. Listen, y'all, they vocal, opinionated, not afraid to call out what they see as problematic. But here's the kicker. This person is doing exactly what they criticize others for doing. Let's break it down. Recently, there was a rant about how some fans feel they can't support any other artist but the one they're devoted to. But the person behind the rant was frustrated that fans felt trapped in their loyalty. Fair enough, right? But y'all, this very person spirals when their followers start supporting other platforms. They feel betrayed, like their supporters should stick exclusively with them. Like they'll do multiple like shows based on that person and how their loyalty is gone and they aren't loyal to them because they're using a platform to benefit them. But do you see the contradiction here? It's like saying, I could point out when others are being too possessive, but don't you dare do it to me. But y'all, this is where self-awareness comes into play. Because it's crucial to recognize when we're becoming the very thing that we're criticizing. Like, come on, think about it. If you're constantly surrounded by people who have the same issues with you and it's in a revolving door, feelings of unparalleled support and blind loyalty that eventually turns sour, you know, maybe it's time to reflect. And it's not just about them. It's also about what you're doing to contribute to that cycle. And I mean, I had to take that into account for myself, because let's go ahead and take this into the realm of friendships, right? Have you ever had a friend that maybe spreads false information about you, or they take your ideas, present them as if they're the originator? They might even go out the way to dim your light, doing whatever they can to make sure you don't shine as brightly as you should. But here's the thing. These actions are often projections of their own insecurities, y'all. And it's not about you, it's about their inner turmoil. Like, they see something in you that highlights what they feel they lack. And instead of dealing with those feelings internally, they projecting them onto you. But here's where your strength and grace come into play. Understanding that their actions have nothing to do with you. They don't got nothing to do with you. Personally, like, it's not easy, but it allows you to find compassion. But they need to seek within themselves and find a God within them to address their issues. Your role isn't to fix them. But stay grounded, y'all. Exude your own inner light and grace. And sometimes you do gotta recognize that maybe they aren't truly your friend. But that's okay. You can still love them from a distance. But no matter what, always prioritize your peace and protect that. True friendship is about mutual respect and support, not competition or tearing the other person down. Y'all know that. But listen, remember, I'ma end this episode because I really just had to get it off my chest a little bit. But remember, y'all, self-awareness authenticity are key to building genuine connections and maintaining your integrity. Stay true, stay humble, and most importantly, be the kind of friend who uplifts and supports even in the face of adversity. Protect your peace and don't be afraid to love from a distance when necessary. Until next time, guys. Love you. Bye.